always on the fight on grass poles. Anyway, Dad sick dogs on this steer to run him off so we could go ahead and instead of running like they usually did when they sick a dog on them, well, he just got on the fight right now. And Dad said, now, Marty, when the dogs get him around the other side of the stack, you get out and go on to the house as quick as you can go. The stack wasn't high enough, but what it was still dangerous. And he said, you run on to the house as fast as you can go, and I'll get the dogs to run him off. Well, he just wouldn't leave. He just kept fighting, and so Dad got to the house and got his Winchester, and he was a good shot. And he shot that old steer through the horns, just right through the horns. Well, at that time, some was watching everything that went on, just everything that went on. Well, at that time, one of the boys had worked Ed, I don't remember who the other guy was. Just as soon as they heard the shooting here, they came. Well, they could hear the dogs after that steer, too. And they had to rope and tie that, rope that steer and drag him away. He was just so mad. I know he tried to come through the windows after I got to the house. Well, of course, kid life, we all want to look out the windows and see what was going on. And he made a lunge at the windows, and that's when Dad shot him. When he tried to come through, well, here come Ed, and I can't remember who that was. I believe it's Claude Powell. Anyway, they roped him and drug him clear across the creek. That's a half mile south of the house before they'd taken the fight all out of him. Well, they went to Woodward and had Dad arrested right now for trying to kill that steer. Well, he had to pay a fine that time. I think $50 fine for shooting the steer, because there wasn't anybody but just the family there then that time. But then they finally Bill came up here from down around Mangum and in there to kind of try to make peace between. They seen that they wasn't going to get the job done of running Dad out of the country, and they was getting a little tired of the feud going on. And so hadn't been working for very long, and he came over to the house, and the folks treated him nice and everything. And so came over one day, and he said, old TC's here now. There was three of the Herrings, TC and CC and Billy. Well, TC was the daddy of Billy and a brother to CC. And he said, Mr. Herring would like to be neighbors, and he said, we're the only, there's just the three families of us, and he said, it's a shame that we can't be friends. And Dad said, well, I wasn't the one that started this. He said, I wasn't responsible for it. He said, they've done everything that they could to make life miserable for us. I don't want to anymore. He said, we'd like to come over and talk to you. Dad said, all right. He said, come on, if he wants to come peaceable, why, it'll be all right with us. So, and three or four of the boys come. Well, Dad was a little bit hubris, and I know he came in the house and he was chopping wood. And when he saw them coming, there was four of them. He come in the house and got his Winchester and just set it down behind the